Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. A quick warning, there is some occasional coarse language, so if you are around sensitive ears or are easily offended, move along to another Steel Wars episode. This is not the podcast you are looking for.
But I thought the Tarkin, how he took over, you know, he sort of set up Krennic to fail.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, there's this big project, and, like, this is corporate America getting exposed. Like, so he's got this guy to do all this work. He hasn't vouched for it at all. And he's like, if you fail, the Emperor's, he's not going to be too chuffed on this one.
I love it.
And then as soon as it worked, he's just like, well, that's great.
I will take it from here.
Well, yeah. I love that one of your guests the other night after the movie made the comparison that Krennic is George Lucas.
Yes, and Disney was Tarkin.
Yeah. you're exhausted. You probably went over your head. I'm like, that's actually pretty apt. Yeah. It works really well. Oh, this works now. I'll have it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, was it?
Fuck the prequels.
But Krennic didn't get to run around the galaxy in it for 38 years.
Yeah.
And he's not in an Adelaide food court. Oh, no, he probably has been. It's Mendo.
Yeah. Honestly,
what are we talking about?
Someone posted on Instagram or on the internet that they put up a photo of a Star Wars 12-inch soundtrack from the 70s, and they're like, I bought this 20 years ago from Ben Mendelsohn. So he must have been struggling at Camberwell Market or something. Yeah. Just like,
how good was his accent? Just hearing his accent, the small amounts of Australianness that came out through.
Yeah,
he's especially in the opening scene.
Yeah, opening scene.
It was so good.
Yeah,
I was expecting him to be like, hey, I got a poem for you.
I reckon one of the
best Idiot Box reference. Go see, it's a great movie.
One of the best performances
Star Wars canon
in a Star Wars film, hands down, was Mando. I gotta say, like, just brought a new level of realism to it. Like the ticks and like him going like, like that bit after when he was like, oh, where's your wife? And he's like, oh, she's dead. And he's like, I was like, that's such a Mendo thing. Like, I love that.
When he was, I think if I could watch a scene over and over, it would be that scene. It's like, oh, look, there's Lyra back from the dead. Like, it was so good. Like, it was such a prick.
Like
goal.
An Aussie cunt. Like, it was great. Yeah.
Yeah, like, it just sounded such, like, Australian
And we
banter.
Haven't seen that in the Star Wars really before, like, that
Yeah, it was
character.
Proper banter. Yeah.
Yeah, as good as we got was, do you want death sticks?
Almost. Never forget Damo.
I think his other line that I love so much was, are we blind? Like, that was, so good. I love him.
Before when you were speaking about the trailers, like, do you want to see that film? Because, I mean, there was, like, Jim on the beach with the hard drives and stuff.
Who's in the X? No, the TIE Fighter.
Who's in the TIE Fighter?
I want to know who's in the TIE Fighter.
Is it a Rebel or...
Is it Krennic?
Yeah. Autopilot?
Quite.
You're just going to flick the switch.
Quite the storyteller.
Very hard.
Quite the storyteller. Yeah, I want to know that. I think that's the big mystery of Rogue One.
Sure.
Who's in the TIE Fighter?
Or who's we could probably piece together kind of what happened.
Do you think
she hand-delivered them and then they're like, no, let's change it so they all die. That's a transmission.
She gives them a USB.
Yeah. Well, you saw on the beach she was running with that
USB-C. Fuck.
Hard drive thingy. And, I mean, obviously, that's no longer in the film. They beam them to the...
So one of those, like, $5 Kmart, like, C-3PO USB docks.
Yeah.
But she still had the hard drive. She just had to plug it in
yeah.
and then send it up.
Yeah. The master switch. It was a great rewrite.
And it was so rad how it was just this giant lever.
Yeah. Like, it's over there. Why is the master switch in the middle of an island? I don't know.
It says Acme on it.
Yeah, exactly. Roadrunner runs past.
Yeah. Who's Roadrunner and who's Wile E. Coyote? Rebels or Empire?
Ooh.
No,
well, that's the question of this film.
Jin is the Roadrunner,
okay,
and the Coyote's Krennic.
Yeah, okay, good.
I've got you now. Yeah. Get shot.
You've already thought about this.
Catch up.
Hey, is anyone? If we've got the mic open there, which I will just I'll drag out. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
What are you doing later, Karen?
When are they going to turn the fridge back on?
I'm going to moods.shop later on.
use the code Steel Wars for 10% off.
Talking.
10% more.
10% more. 10% more.
Has now no one that? Will use it.
I think
that'd be amazing. Like,
see what happens when I leave the podcast. Total bullshit. So if anyone's got a question or something they want to talk about, what they loved in Rogue One, we would love your contribution to the show. Thank you. And just introduce yourself, and you can grab the mic if that's on the stands a little bit. Whatever suits you as an artist.
I can do this. This is cool.
Yeah, I think if you turn the little knob thing, you can drag it up down the bottom. Thank you. There's a bit of assistance here.
How long is the question?
There you go. Rock and roll.
Great. No?
I was just thinking...
Introduce yourself first, please.
I'm Nick. Nice to meet you still.
Nice to meet you, mate.
Where are you from, Nick?
I'm a Sydney cider.
Great. Welcome.
Vader's Weekender on the lava lake, like
in Mordor, you mean?
Yeah. He's Weekender at Mount Doom.
Yeah.
He's got like a Alfred the Butler guy now.
Yeah.
Is that Alfred the Butler guy Snoke?
Oof.
Can I drop this mic now?
Yeah. And is he played by Michael Caine? That'd be amazing.
Get out.
You know what I like to think? That castle is like funnies on Mustafar, because you know he has that joke after he chokes Krennic? And it's just like Vader's tight fives and like people come in.
Yeah, I can't wait for someone to add a rim shot at the end of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just flew in and boy are my TIE fighter wings tired. But yeah, Vader dropping some sweet gear.
He's made jokes before, hasn't he?
No, he's made really dry comments.
Apology accepted.
Yeah, but never. He's never gone.
He's younger.
Puns. Yeah. If anyone else wants to jump up and doesn't want to talk about Snoke, that would be fantastic.
I would love if he dealt like comic book blow. Like he always had like a quip every time he killed everyone at the very end. So did everyone like, ooh, ouch, that's gotta hurt at the end of everyone.
Yeah. Do you get the point?
Yeah.
How about you rebel against air?
Swing.
Maybe. Maybe that's why Mendo was smiling, because he just liked the joke. It's like, that's some good gear.
All
hello.
Right. Who we got?
Hey, guys. I'm Tim from Sydney. How you doing?
Hey, Tim.
Whereabouts in Sydney, Tim?
Inner West, Dulwich Hill.
Dulwich Hill, love it.
There you go.
Got the tram line there. Great spot.
Yeah. Awesome spot.
Hey, from now on, we'll just get a capital city, Karen. It's
always going to be Sydney.
For those of you who have seen it a second time, I've yet to see it a second time. What did you get out of it the second time that you didn't the first?
That is
no canapes for one.
Less parkour. Jin does some parkour.
Levins just took a well-earned drink of his beer. That is. I remembered the first part of the movie more, like, and it's so like. Just the bit with Mendo being like a sarcastic asshole, that was awesome. And the one thing I completely forgot was how awesome that planet was, the trading planet that was like a half-eaten apple.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
Floating through space.
Do you remember the name of it?
Are upside down and then...
Do you remember the name of it?
Yeah.
No, I can't read the screen.
the text wasn't moving up slowly.
Yeah. It was in yellow.
What was it called? What was that? What was the meteor that they're on called?
The trading
post. Half something trading post. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Anyone?
No one
reads.
I would be so impressed if someone had remembered that by now.
You could just say it up, like, snorkeloo.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.